All right. Okay. Move on then, if we may, to the third report. This time it is you, Becky. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Membership have the progress report in front of you, so I don't have much to supplement, except to highlight two recommendations from the KTK Task Force for HD's consideration. These two issues actually arose directly from our task force agenda, but we felt that they apply equally to other task forces and that might be more appropriately dealt with at the commission level, so that there could be some standardized practices across different task forces. The first one is in relation to the invitation of presentations from proponents only or from both proponents and opponents. In relation to the Lin Yu Mun Waterfront Enhancement Project, a member requested to hear from both sides. We noticed that though there are previous occasions that both at the HEC and the Hong Kong Task Force of the current HC that we have invited both sides to present, in most situations we didn't. So instead of dealing with this on an ad hoc manner as chairman's decisions, some objective criteria with flexibility are suggested that is listed on your page 2. That is, upon circulation of the meeting agenda, if one-third of the members consider it useful and I would add and important, okay, to hear different views of the agenda item, the secretary could invite both the project proponents and other relevant parties to make presentations to the task force if they could be identified. The one-third basically is a balance between catering for a member's view only to a risk of ignoring the sentiments from many members. And the second point is if such invitations are made, the purpose is not to reopen any statutory processes that the projects have duly undergone, for example, with the Town Planning Board, and it should be made clear to the presenters that they should focus on giving views on the subject proposal of the agenda item, and everything should be within the terms of reference of the HC. The second point is really building upon the work of the previous HEC, that is to include the progress of action areas proposal on page 3 of the progress report as a regular agenda item. Because the second meeting of the task force had to be postponed because there's no ready agenda item, and actually after the postponement there's only one agenda item as you can see. The suggestion was not just to fill out the agenda, but we thought that it would be good to have some continuity with the work of the HEC. So members of the KTK task force agreed to put it forward for HEC's consideration so that there's no inconsistency in the way that action areas are being dealt with by different task forces. So lastly, about our Changsha Wan wholesale food market, this issue is that people actually in Changsha Wan currently have no access to the waterfront for enjoyment, and we have identified some opportunities with the Changsha Wan wholesale food market, but it is an ongoing process and we have conducted a few visits there, and we will come back to this in the future. Thank you. That's all for my report, Chairman.
Becky, thank you. Members, there are, besides comments, there are a couple of items on which we need a steer from you, if you like. Are there any comments on the paper before we take the two items on which we need some guidance? Thank you. All right. Then first of all, the first issue that Becky has raised for discussion this afternoon is this issue of how we hear both sides of the case, if you like, or we hear both sides of the argument. And there's a suggested formula here whereby if one-third of the members think it will be useful and important to hear both sides of the argument, if you like, or both from the proponent and the opponent, then we would invite both to appear before us. That's the suggestion you see here in the paper. I'm sure I'm going to have a voice on my right in a minute talking about logistics and resources, because clearly it would involve quite a lot of work putting an agenda like that together, particularly with a large case. So I think we just need to bear the logistics and resources in mind when we're discussing this as a possibility. Certainly, I mean, in major cases, I can see there is merit in, if you like, hearing all sides, if you like. There may not just be two. There may be different views on with differing solutions. But what do members feel on this particular concept that if one third... let's talk about the principle first of all, then we perhaps can focus on logistics. If one third of the members feel that it's sufficiently important that we then allow all those who have a strong view, if you like, to brief the task force or the commission, what do members feel on that? Please, hand up over there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I better start first because I raised this in one of the emails. But there's some observation here. It's why one third? Why not simple majority? One or two thirds? The other point is different views. Do we just want to see the opponent? What about the complementary views? Now, what is really concerning me is about the proactiveness we're trying to do, because we're trying to identify and contact those different views, relevant parties. What about if we miss out? Why should we, this board bring the responsibility for us to go through all the opponent views, where the other venues, like the town planning board, already have a cluster of information there is controlled. And I don't see how we can get towards having different views under these situations in most cases. So but this is, I think, is a lump thing together. And we need to seriously to look at this, rather bringing wrong expectations to the general public, what we can do. Now, that goes actually go within one of the deliverables you presented, your chairman. And in fact, you were proposing this commission should be actively making contact with the public. And I just want to bring this out for members' debate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, the counter to that is one of transparency and equity, if you like. There will be those who will argue that before we reach any adjudication or decision, if you like, we should, in fairness to the parties, hear both sides. But, I mean, that's another argument, obviously. Please, thank you.
I'm just curious. I mean, it says here on the... this report that the purpose of this invitation is not to reopen any statutory processes, meaning that if the decision has been made, then the presentations are not going to lead to anything. They are not consequential. I mean, will you be a waste of time doing this? I mean, what's the reason of inviting the opponents of a particular case to come and make presentations, knowing that it's not going to lead to anything different?
Why
is it proposed? I mean,
Becky can answer this, but my sense is that what's implied by that is that we're in no way seeking to challenge, if you like, the any decisions by the Town Planning Board. Obviously, if the Town Planning Board has decided on a case, then that's their decision, and the case effectively is closed, if you like. But Becky, I don't know. Did you want to add?
Yes, I do want to supplement. That's why I said it's very important that we are looking at it on the agenda item, right? The agenda item are talking about things that has not yet been decided. That's why we discuss about it. But before it's gone into the agenda item, it has already gone through certain stages, perhaps in terms of the town planning, etc. So we should focus on what we have to discuss in terms of the agenda item. So that may not be that is not a statutory process. That should be separated from it.
Any other comments, observations? Do we want to give it a try? I mean, is that a sensible thing to... I'm looking for a steer. This is your turf commission, please.
I would have thought that it was certainly no harm to try it. I think there will be some people who feel that if we just say we're not going to hear any views except maybe official views, that won't go down very well. But equally, I think we have to be conscious, very conscious, of resources and the stage in the process that the particular item has reached. But I think at this very early stage in the commission, it would be a shame to shut the door on something like that without seeing exactly where it might lead. So maybe we try it for two or three meetings and see what happens. It'd be very specific things, one would have thought, that come up, because quite a lot of the major projects on the waterfront and the harbour front have already reached the stage where one's looking at detail. One's not looking at major items or major decisions, because they've already been made in certain cases.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to speak up against any proposal to increase the transparency and interaction of this commission with members of the public. As long as the point number two is adhered to, that is, any such listening to public views is not to reopen a statutory process, then I think we should have no problem. But not until we come to a case. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to really ascertain the situation, because sometimes statutory process may not start on the D-Day, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a pre-statutory process. So in principle, I have no objection if we try it on the basis that first, it is, first of all, as Becky pointed out, in the putting items onto agenda, we have first to make sure you have to put to your faith in us, and we have to make sure that that item is not in the midst of a statutory process. Otherwise, you'll be diverting the attention to us when we are not the decision-making body, and all this people will come to us as if we are doing a public hearing as part and parcel of that process. So if an item to be included on the to a task force or the Harbourfront Commission's agenda does not belong to two, and if members, I don't know whether it's one third or half, consider it useful and important, then we could give it a try. But I have to put down rider that we have to come to a place, and I hope you will allow us, when a case arises, give us a chance to deliberate over it, and then we'll consult with the chairman on whether this case belongs to this category, then we should give it a try, instead of opening up and creating a mess for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because once you do this, then there is an expectation that you will continue to do this.
Please. Well, Mr. Chairman, I would also like to caution that while we, the commission here, sitting here, is not expected to give out free advice, right? We are doing this all out of our own time, part-time. We may not be more wiser than people who have spent months sitting on end, reading papers and hearing the presentations through the statutory planning process and so on. So if we are going to do, well, here it's a bit oversimplifying things, saying that some members thought that it would be useful to hear different views. But we don't just hear, right? After hearing, we are expected to give some response. We are not dummies. Are we going to cast some views or votes, right? If we do so, then people would take it as a sort of taking sides with whatever or free advice, and there will be liabilities to such decisions or voting, so we have to be careful.
Right. Well, based on Mr. Zayam's comments, shall we give it a try? My sense is Lei Yu Moon might well be the first dry run, if you like. Becky?
We have to see the responses of the members.
But I appreciate that, but I'm, you know, Mrs. Lam was saying, well, until we actually have a case, it's difficult to judge, but my sense is Lei Yu Moon could well be the first one that surfaces, if you like, and that would be...
Lei Yu Moon has gone through the process?
No, they're coming back. They're coming back with solutions, design solutions. Because if you remember,
Chairman, on Lei Yu Moon, which you have just mentioned, I think, because in one of the previous meetings of the task force, there was some questions members raised, and then we are to respond to those questions. I think we are working to go back to the task force at its next meeting. In January. On the other hand, the Secretary for Development has pointed out that the deliberation at the task force is not meant to sort of overlap with the statutory process. for any particular project. So I would like to back up the fact that the process for the project for Lake Yuen Moon, I think it has gone through town planning board, and then we are working to put the project to EXCO to sort of consider the objections.
So in that sense, I would regard that case as not fulfilling too.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Please.
I have no problem with the recommendations, but on the second part, the last part of the second part, is there any guard against we believe it's fine that we make it clear to the defendant. But
we are asking the purpose of inviting them. But what if they go beyond that? What sort of control or guard against that measure do we have?
That's up to the chair, isn't it? To control things very closely. Yeah.
I believe the chair would have to stop the opponents from presenting views, you know, or dwelling on points and discussion that is not in relation to the agenda item.
We can ask to preview their presentation material. I mean, that would be one way to make sure that it was focused and it focused on harbour planning principles and harbour related issues. That would be one option. Sorry, I think I saw a hand up there. Sure.
Chairman, I don't mind to have given it a try, but I see a great concern on if they could be identified and contacted, because I don't think we should take the responsibility to find out all the different views in the party. I would rather propose if the commission would be approached and deem appropriate to include the agenda, that would be put it out the front. Rather, we have to take a proactive approach to find every single voices in the community.
Okay, no, I think that makes sense.
That's a fair point.
That's a good fair point. All right. Sorry.
Yeah. If I may supplement, in regard to the town planning board, all the representatives submit their representation to the board on the basis of the hearing within the context of the town planning ordinance.
Right.
The secretariat of the town planning board is not in a position to release personal information like contact address or email or telephone numbers to third parties. Just want to mention this point.
Okay. All right. So we need to be careful.
So may I just try to visualize what would then happen?
Yeah.
Now there comes an agenda item, which is not the subject of any statutory process yet. Okay? And so it concerns Harbourfront and the work of this commission. It is included onto the agenda item of a particular meeting. Then some interested parties or just members of public or interest groups hear about this agenda item to be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And because our agenda is in the public domain,
yeah.
Well, they said that we have certain views and we want you to hear firsthand from us rather than indirectly either through an official summary and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the secretary will consult the members of that task force or commission. And if there's a substantive number of members say that yes, we would like to hear firsthand from this group, then we invite the group to come. Is that how it's going to work?
I think so. And I think you used the word substantive. I suspect one third isn't substantive.
I leave it to you to decide whether it's one third, a half, or two thirds, or majority, or the simple majority.
Sorry, yeah. Final word.
Just following on the Vice Chairman's remark. How could I, as a member, make a decision to hear them without knowing the context of the view from the opponent or proponents? And that was still before the agenda.
What? The context?
The context, you know.
The context.
Context.
Context. You already have a paper.
Yeah, but if somebody says, I have a different view.
Okay.
So would they give me the different view before I say, yes, I'm going to hear you?
No, you could put that as a requirement that whoever wants to the commission of the task force to hear has to at least give us
a synopsis or whatever.
Yeah, so at least we know it's relevant. Yeah.
I'm sure when you come to across that case, they will have ready papers to submit.
All right.
Okay, let's give
which
it a run.
I'm sure they are committed to it, the government department.
Anyway. All right. We'll tread carefully, but let's give it a run. All right. And then Becky's second point, which probably doesn't need a lot of discussion, is this idea that we track the action areas on a regular basis, and we have a briefing at each task force meeting on any changes, any updates. I think that makes for very good sense, I think. Members happy with that? I think.
Sorry, I apologize for trying to intervene. Many of the items on the action areas are very long-term. I don't expect us to make progress on those long-term areas within matter months. So regular report at each and every of a meeting, which is what, bi-monthly, may not be very productive. It will be wasting a lot of paper to repeat the same.
Can
we have, because I noticed that one first thing that after we take on Vincent's suggestion that we should now distribute the action areas according to the free task force purview, one first thing which I would very much like the task force to help us is to come up with priorities, which we may then take back to the administration, because I am sure that none of those priorities can be done by Development Bureau alone. We will have to work with others at various departments. And it will make perfect sense for us to report to you progress on those priority items, whereas the longer term, we'll have to perhaps leave it aside and then move the longer term into the priority areas when once the conditions are ready. That sort of situation.
Well, perhaps we could park the long-term ones
and just report
on the short-term. Vincent, sorry.
Chairman, I think this is exactly. I think the vice chairman has had tell us a very practical way to look at this. In fact, when I was the chairman of the Harbour Planning Review Subcommittee, I think that 22 area was actually very thoroughly discussed, and we know that well. Each of them has its own issues. It's not something that can be just put into the microwave and then and bang, then it's okay. It's a bit of tricky thing. Each of it has its own difficulty. So I think I agree that we are not asking that all the 22 areas will be done at one time, but frankly speaking, to identify which are the priority one, as the vice chairman has rightly pointed out, and then we shall monitor the program of that one, and then I think that would be sufficient.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to supplement a little bit. Is that the proposal as listed in the second bullet is really like to have an initial view first, and the members could identify certain priority proposals for further updates, like as the vice chair has mentioned. And we also like to, if this is being put as a regular agenda item, new quick wins proposals could also be added and listed out for further follow-up. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, members. Fine, thank you. Moving on then, if we may, those are the three reports.